Hello there, this is Basil Rathbone. I'm so glad you can be with Fatima and me tonight. She helps me solve an uncanny tale that began when a poisoned drink was poured and reached its climax when a dead man came to life.
The Tales of Fatima, a new series of exciting mystery stories starring that distinguished actor, Mr. Basil Rathbone.
Before we begin tonight's tale, I've got something to say to you. If you smoke a long cigarette, smoke the new Long Fatima. You see, the name Fatima has stood for the best in cigarette quality for 30 years. And now the new Fatima is the best of long cigarettes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you smoke a long cigarette, smoke the best of long cigarettes. Smoke Fatima. Our author for tonight, Gail Ingram, has written an astonishing mystery especially for me. I didn't know the solution until I recalled the words of Fatima.
In the words of Fatima, habit is law. We are all of us slaves to a habit.
Those words are the key to tonight's tale of Fatima. And here it is, a much-expected murder.
The evening performance is over. And Basil Rathbone is in his dressing room with Lavender, the wardrobe mistress.
Oh, Lavender, I'm glad it's time to go home. I'm tired.
It's a nasty night out, Mr. Rathbone.
A wonderful night out to be in bed. Thank goodness nobody wants me to solve any cases. Come in. Yes, sir, what can I do for you?
You can drop the case.
Drop the case?
Or I'll have to drop you. With this gun.
Mr. Rathbone, I think he means it.
Believe me, I do. Will you drop the case?
I'd be enchanted, old fellow, except that I haven't a case to drop, and I'd much prefer not being killed for something I'm not doing.
Mr. Rathbone, you're a very fine actor, but don't play dumb with me. I give you fair warning. Pursue this investigation further, and you'll be killed.
But what's the investigation he's supposed not to pursue?
Never mind, Lavender. It's no use.
What's no use?
We can't fool this gentleman. I'll drop the case.
Huh?
Now you're being smart, Mr. Rathbone. Just leave Mrs. Dawson alone.
Mrs. Dawson?
Yes, Lavender, Mrs. Dawson. You remember Mrs. Dawson?
Oh, Mrs. Dawson.
Just remember, don't try to help Mrs. Dawson. Good night.
Mr. Rathbone, have you been holding out on me? Who's Mrs. Dawson?
Lavender, I haven't the faintest idea. Oh?
Hello, Mr. Rathbone. This is Mrs. Dawson.
Who?
Mrs. Dawson. This is Mr. Rathbone, isn't it?
I think so.
Mr. Rathbone, I'm in terrible trouble, and I thought maybe you'd help me.
Help you in what way?
I can't tell you over the phone, but I live on Upper Lake Road. Could you come out and see me right away, please? It's a matter of life and death.
So I understand. My life or death.
Oh, no, there's no danger. But if you come, you may be able to keep someone from dying.
I see. Well, in that case, I can hardly refuse, can I?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Rathbone.
I'll leave immediately.
Rathbone, all these woods. Are we still in New York City?
The outskirts, yes. That must be Dawson's house there.
For heaven's sakes, what a terrible night. All this rain, thunder.
Well, should we go?
Suppose we have to. Mr. Rathbone.
Yes?
I'm scared.
Then go back to the car.
I will not. Ring the doorbell.
I'm just going to.
Mr. Rathbone, the door's opening.
You are strangers.
Why, yes, but we...
Strangers aren't welcome here.
But we were invited.
Better leave now.
But Mrs. Dawson said...
While you are still alive.
Mr. Rathbone.
Bad things happen in this house. It's an evil house. People die in this house.
Miss Marjorie, who's there? Oh, Mr. Rathbone.
Yes.
I'm Mrs. Dawson. Please come in out of the rain. Miss Marsh, you go to your room.
But
go to your room.
It's dangerous for strangers to come in. People die in this house.
I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Rathbone. Miss Marjorie, she's my husband's sister. It's a little peculiar.
A little?
Lavender, is Miss Marjorie what you wanted to see me about, Mrs. Dawson?
No. It's my husband. Mr. Rathbone, he's dying of a very peculiar disease.
Oh, you have my deepest sympathy, Mrs. Dawson, but if I call on me, why not a doctor?
We have a doctor, but he doesn't seem to know what the trouble is. Nobody but you can help, Mr. Rathbone.
What do you mean?
There's something strange happening. My husband is keeping something from me, some sort of a secret. And I have a feeling that if I knew that secret, I'd be able to save his life.
But my...
Don't you see, I can't call the police. He wouldn't tell a policeman his secret. But you're different. You can persuade him. Appeal to him.
My dear lady,
Won't you try to find out his secret? Please.
Well, I'd like to help
you,
but...
thank you so much. He's right in this room here.
Just a minute, Mrs. Dawson.
What is it?
Don't go in there.
Why not?
Because if your husband's keeping some secret from you, I think it might be better for me to talk to him alone. But, Mr. Dawson, if this doctor doesn't know what's wrong with you, why not call in another doctor, a specialist?
I tell you, it's no use, Mr. Rathbone.
But why not? And what's the secret you're keeping from your wife?
There's no secret.
She says there is. She's afraid it may cost you your life.
It will cost my life. But there's no secret.
What do you mean?
I'm not dying of any rare malady, Mr. Rathbone. I'm dying of poison.
What?
I've been eating poisoned food for some time now. I didn't realize it until 2 days ago. But then it was too late. The job was done.
But I don't understand. Who's poisoning you?
My wife.
Oh, now, Mr. Dawson.
And it's not the first time she's done it either. She poisoned her first husband, too.
And got away with it?
Yes.
But that's impossible.
No, it's not. She got away with murder the first time because she knew a brilliant young chemist who concocted a slow-acting poison that left no traces whatsoever.
Oh, good heavens.
The chemist was crazy about her. He showed her how to administer the poison, and it gradually snuffed out her husband's, that is, her first husband's life, just as it's snuffing out mine.
But I don't understand, Mr. Dawson. How can you know all this? How can you be sure it was murder? This poison you talk about left no trace. Surely your wife didn't tell you about her first husband and the chemist?
She didn't have to, Mr. Rathbone.
Well, why not?
I was the chemist.
And that's the story, Lavender. So we'd better get in touch with Farrell fast.
I'm afraid you leave the car. It's so dark, I can't hardly make out a thing.
Here it is. Hop in quickly.
Just a minute, Mr. Rathbone.
Who's there?
We've met before.
It's the man who came to your dressing room tonight with a gun.
Right you are, and I've still got the gun. I believe I told you to keep your nose out of this, Rathbone.
Yes, I believe you did.
I meant it. Now, unless you're anxious to be killed...
Oh, I'm not. I'm only anxious to... Get that gun away from you!
No, you don't.
Stop it, Mr. Rathbone! Attaboy, Mr. Rathbone! Mr. Rathbone, what are you running away for? Mr. Rathbone, he's flat on his back!
Oh, no, he isn't, Lavender. I am.
Rathbone, why is it that you always have to come up with these fascinating problems at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, don't be unreasonable, Farrell. Just suggesting that the body of Mrs. Dawson's first husband should be disinterred for examination.
And that Mrs. Dawson be arrested for murder.
Now, look, you two. I'll be glad to arrest Mrs. Dawson. I'll be glad to disinter her first husband. But first, I need one small bit of information. I've got to know who her first husband was.
For pity's sake, I clean forgot that.
Well, I didn't. The boys are checking now. They have... Yes, Sergeant?
I'm that Mrs. Dawson, Lieutenant, about her first husband.
Yes?
She didn't have one. She was never married before.
Good morning, Mr. Rathbone. Good morning, Miss Lavender.
Good morning. Mrs. Dawson, I owe you an apology.
Oh?
When I left here last night, I believed you had poisoned your first husband.
What?
That's what Mr. Dawson told us.
I realize now that Mr. Dawson was in a very weakened condition when he spoke to us last night.
Seems like his mind's been affected by his illness.
He told us a totally imaginary story. But maybe if we face him with it, he'll tell us the truth now. May we talk to him again, please, Mrs. Dawson?
I'm afraid not, Mr. Rathbone. You see, Mr. Dawson died during the night.
We'll be back in just a moment with the second act of tonight's Tale of Fatima. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, Fatima is the long cigarette that's long on quality. You see, Fatima has all the advantages of a long cigarette. A cooler, cleaner, milder smoke. And in addition, Fatima has an advantage all its own. A really superb flavor. A different, better flavor. Because Fatima is a blend of more expensive tobaccos. For many years, Fatima was a higher priced cigarette. But now you can have Fatima quality at no additional cost. Remember, Fatima is the long cigarette that's long on quality. So if you smoke a long cigarette, smoke the best of long cigarettes. Smoke Fatima.
Now, back to tonight's Tale of Fatima, a much-expected murder, starring Mr. Basil Rathbone.
Mr. Dawson died. Good heavens. I'm terribly sorry, Mrs. Dawson.
It's an awful shock, Mr. Rathbone. Of course, I knew he was ill, but... Well, it's always a shock.
Does the doctor have any idea yet of what Mr. Dawson's illness really was?
He gave the cause of death as a heart attack.
Heart attack?
I thought it was a very strange diagnosis. I don't know what to make of it, but that's what the doctor said.
Could the doctor have deliberately made out an inaccurate death certificate for some reason?
Oh, no, that's not possible. I've known Dr. Rand for years. He's an old beau of mine. A close family friend. As a matter of fact, he's here right now. He was good enough to stay on to take over for me and pretend the tale was to tell.
I see, yes. Well, I'd like very much to talk to him, if you don't mind.
Not at all. He's right across the hall. In the study?
Thank you. Come along, Lavender.
Excuse us, Mrs. Dawson.
This must be the study here. Dr. Rand?
Yes. What do you want?
My name is Good heavens.
Great day in the morning. It's the man who pulled a gun on us.
What are you two doing here? I told you to keep away from this house.
I know you did, Doctor. But I'm very nosy by nature.
Yes, and Mercy is swollen, too, after that wallop you stopped last night.
You better clear out, Rathbone, or you'll stop another one.
I don't think so. Fortunately, I spot Alexander Graham Bell's gift to unarmed detectives. The telephone on the desk. I think I'll just pick it up and call Lieutenant Farrell of Homicide.
Put down that phone.
Certainly. After I tell you, Lieutenant Farrell to arrest you for the murder of Mr. Dawson, I...
Will you put down that phone?
My dear chap.
Do you want to spoil everything?
I don't want to spoil anything. Dawson is dead.
Listen to me, you stubborn fool. Dawson isn't dead at all.
Would you say that again, please?
Dawson isn't dead at all. Now put down that phone before you ruin everything.
Lavender, call the doctor. I think I'm going mad.
I guess I have no other choice but to explain the whole plan to you now.
I would be everlastingly grateful if you would.
It started about 2 weeks ago. Dawson called me in and told me in strict confidence that he believed he was being poisoned.
Oh, he told me that, too. By his wife with some rare exotic poison he invented.
Oh, no, 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 not that. That was just a wild tale we made up to get you out of the house last night so he could pretend to die undisturbed. He's right in the next room. I have him waiting there. A hearse should be along shortly and we'll smuggle him out of the house that way.
Oh, how ingenious. Through this door here?
Yes.
Here we are. Mr. Dawson?
Oh, the poor man's fallen asleep. The strain of dying must have been too much for him.
Yes, I guess so. Mr. Dawson? Wake up! Wake up,
What's the matter?
Lavender. I've got to call Farrell.
Call Farrell?
Yes. Mr. Dawson is really dead this time. Look, his throat's been cut.
Talking.
Lieutenant, this is Rathbone.
No.
Yes. Look, Farrell, I just...
Don't tell me. Let me guess. You've just come across a body.
Lieutenant, you have now answered the first question correctly. Now, if you'll come out to the Dawson house on the Upper Lake Road, I'll let you have a try at the jackpot question.
What's that?
Who done it?
Farrell will be over right away, Miss Lavender.
Oh, good. I told the doctor to keep quiet about the whole thing, like you told me to.
Did you also tell him to watch the front door so that no one would get out, like I told you to?
Yes, and we can see the back door from here.
We can also see the corpse from here. I see, I prefer not to share such close quarters with him. Keeps looking at me.
It's this half light. I just...
What's the matter, Lavender?
Mr. Rathbone, the door over there is opening.
Get down.
Down there.
Behind this desk.
Mercy, who do you...
Look. It's Miss Marjorie. Dead man's sister.
She's got a gun.
Lavender, she's mad. Completely and utterly mad. She's going to shoot the dead man. Miss Marjorie, no, don't!
Man's sake. She shot him through the head.
So I did. I shot him through the head.
Miss Marjorie, give me that gun.
Of course. Here.
Now, if you'll just explain.
There's nothing to explain. I confess to everything. I shot him because he was no good. He deserved to die.
But why? What have you got against your brother?
My brother? My brother's dead already. Did I shoot my brother?
Of course you did.
It's the light. I couldn't see in the light. I thought I shot the other one. The one who killed my brother.
Who? Who killed your brother?
Why, that bad, bad man, of course. Dr. Rand.
Now, see here, Sergeant Farrell.
It's Lieutenant. Lieutenant Farrell, please.
Well, see here, Lieutenant. This entire questioning is an insult.
Who's being insulting? You called me a sergeant.
And you called me a murderer.
Miss Marjorie called you that also, Dr. Rand.
Mr. Rathbone, I said it before, I will say it once again. Miss Marjorie is mentally incompetent. How can you for one moment believe that I killed Dawson just because she says so? Now,
Dr. Rand, listen. Probably the person who cut Dawson's throat is the same one who was trying to poison him. So we're looking for the poisoner. You've been looking for the poisoner. Let's work together.
Very well, if you put it that way. You're the sergeant here.
The lieutenant. Lieutenant Dennis, R for Robert Farrell, and remember it. Now, who killed Dawson?
Candidate number one, Miss Marjorie, who may not be as unbalanced as she seems.
You mean maybe that phony shooting was just a red herring?
Exactly, a clever hoax to throw us off guard. But if so, what's the motive?
Does Miss Marjorie stand to gain anything by Dawson's death, Doctor?
She stands to gain considerable. Dawson was well-to-do. He left his estate half to Miss Marjorie and half to his wife.
Mm. What about Mrs. Dawson? Does she have a motive for murder?
No, she's innocent, absolutely innocent. She didn't do it.
And how do you know she didn't?
Because she just didn't. She's a wonderful woman. A fine, gentle woman. She couldn't possibly commit a murder, and I refuse to allow you to consider it.
You refuse to allow me to consider it? What right have you got to refuse to allow me to consider something? I'll consider anything I want to. And what I'm considering right now is that you're making a lot of noise about the innocent Mrs. Dawson. Too much noise. Why are you protecting her?
I'm not protecting her, but I say she's innocent.
And I say I'm not sure. What was that?
Mr. Rathbone, help!
It's Lavender. Come on, Farrell.
Let go of her. Give me that hat. No, no. Give me that hat.
Lavender. Lavender, what is it?
Help me, Mr. Rathbone. Grab her. She's trying to get away.
Mr. Rathbone, take this maniac away from
Mrs.
me.
Mrs. Dawson. Miss Lavender, what's going on here?
I caught this woman trying to make a getaway.
You did? How about that, Mrs. Dawson?
I haven't the vaguest idea what she's babbling about.
She says, dear lady, she caught you trying to sneak out of the house.
With this bundle under her arm.
What's in the bundle?
I don't know. I found it in the upstairs hall. I thought it might be important, so I was bringing it to you.
Bringing it to you? Mercy sakes, she was headed for the front door.
I thought Mr. Rathbone was in the front room.
Poppycock!
It's not poppycock.
Ladies, ladies, save the catfight. Now, what's in this bundle?
Let's open it and find out.
All right. Here.
Thank you. Good Lord.
Well, 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 well. The murder knife.
Oh, take it away.
A pair of blood-stained gloves.
Turned inside out. What a careless way to leave gloves.
Whose gloves are these, Mrs. Dawson?
I can't look.
I'm sorry, but you'll have to. This is important. Whose gloves are they?
Why, they're...
Come on, tell us.
They're my sister-in-law. Marjorie.
Lieutenant Farrell.
Oh, good, Sergeant. Got Miss Marjorie there?
Well, no, sir.
Well, why not? I told you to bring her in for questioning.
I know you did, sir, and I tried to find her, but she's not in the house.
Then look outside the house.
I did that too, sir, but she's not there either. She's not anywhere. She's just plain gone.
Rathbone, what are you up to now?
I'm looking for Miss Marjorie, Lavender.
Up here on the top floor?
Anywhere. Farrell and his men are combing the grounds outside, and I promised him that I'd do a little combing inside.
You've searched the place from cellar to garret.
But I haven't searched the garret. Come on.
Yeah, all right, but I don't approve. Every time you look for a murderer, you land up to your ears in hot water.
Oh, don't worry, Lavender. The grounds are swarming with policemen. We couldn't be safer. Hop up these attic stairs here.
Do you call that an attic?
Does look a bit like a tomb, doesn't it? Come along, but watch yourself. These steps are treacherous.
All right.
What's the matter?
Walked into a cobweb.
Here we are.
Where are we?
Top of the flight.
Well, nobody here. Let's go back down.
Oh, Lavender, really?
Well, Mercy, Miss Marjorie may be crazy, but I'll bet she has sense enough not to hide in a gloomy cave like this.
You know, I bet Miss Marjorie has quite a bit of sense, Lavender. After all, mentally unsound people are usually the craftiest of all killers. That's why I'm a little puzzled about one thing.
What?
That bundle we found with a knife and gloves in it. There's something out of character there. It doesn't seem possible that she would just leave it. Oh, good heavens. Of course. Of course.
In the words of Fatima, habit is law. We are all of us slaves to a habit.
Why didn't I think of that before? Habit!
What?
Lavender. Got the answer now. I know who the murderer is.
You do? Well, mercy sake.
Shh.
What?
Gotta hit something.
Someone's coming.
Lavender. It's the murderer. The murderer's here in the attic. With us.
We'll be back in just a moment with the exciting conclusion of tonight's Tale of Fatima.
Ladies and gentlemen, you'll like smoking the new long Fatima cigarette. You see, Fatima has all the advantages of a long cigarette. And in addition, Fatima has a really superb flavor, a different, better flavor. You see, Fatima is a blend of more expensive tobaccos. It's the long cigarette that's long on quality. So if you smoke a long cigarette, smoke the best of long cigarettes. Smoke Fatima.
Now, back to Mr. Basil Rathbone for the exciting conclusion of tonight's Tale of Fatima.
Lavender, it's the murderer. The murderer's here in the attic with us.
Oh, Mr. Rathbone, we'll be killed. That crazy woman will just shoot us on the spot. She...
Someone's turned on the lights.
I did, Mr. Rathbone.
Dr. Rand.
What are you two doing, crouching here in the dark?
We were waiting to be killed. I mean, well, if you're the murderer, why aren't you carrying a gun?
Because I'm not the murderer. Miss Marjorie's downstairs. They just found her, and Lieutenant Farrell is questioning her now.
I'm delighted to hear that, Dr. Rand.
Have they found Miss Marjorie?
No, but you're not carrying a gun.
Why does that delight you?
Because then I feel perfectly free to say that despite your act of innocence, it's you and not Miss Marjorie who is the murderer.
Oh, now, Mr. Rathbone, really?
You killed Dawson and I can prove it.
And just how can you prove it?
You tried to make it look as though Miss Marjorie had murdered Dawson by using her gloves for the killing. But a little thing called habit tripped you up.
What are you talking about, Mr. Rathbone?
Those bloodstained gloves we found were turned inside out. A woman removes her gloves by pulling them loose from the fingertips. But a doctor, a surgeon, peels them off inside out, particularly after he's completed an operation. An operation like slitting a throat.
Oh, nonsense. You can't accuse a man of murder on flimsy evidence like that.
There's other evidence. For example, Doctor, you were the only one who knew Dawson's first death was a trick. No one but you would have bothered to slit his throat. All the others believed him dead already.
What about the person who was poisoning him?
Ah. You gave yourself away there too, Doctor. When you learned Dawson was being poisoned, you should have reported it to the police.
Why didn't he?
Because he was the poisoner. When Dawson realized he was being poisoned, our friend here pretended it was someone else in the house.
But why did he cook up that phony death business?
That was very clever of him, Lavender. With everybody thinking Dawson was dead, the doctor could kill him at leisure.
Only we walked in.
Exactly. Our presence here forced his hand, so he pulled that very hasty job with the knife and that very clumsy attempt to throw suspicion on Miss Marjorie. How about that, Doctor? All right?
You're a meddling fool.
I beg your pardon?
I loved her. I've always loved her.
Mrs. Dawson?
I wanted to marry her, but Dawson wouldn't give her a divorce, and she wouldn't leave me, so I killed him. And I won't let you spoil it. I'll kill you!
He's not carrying a gun this
time. Remember what happened last time, remember? Mr. Rathbone, you did it. You knocked him out this time.
So I did. But you know, Lavender, I could have knocked Dr. Rand out the first time if I hadn't been prevented.
What prevented you?
Dr. Rand?
Join us again next week when we'll have another exciting tale of Fatima. Right, Mr. Rathbone?
Yes, indeed. Fatima helps to solve an amazing tale that started on a darkened street with a chase. And reached its climax in a darkened room with a shot. See you then, everyone. Good night.
Tales of Fatima stars Mr. Basil Rathbone with original music by Jack Miller. Agnes Young was Lavender, and Lieutenant Farrell was played by Francis DeSales. The entire production is under the direction of Harry Ingram.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.
Michael Fitzmaurice speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.